Following the Italian Parliament's vote in favor of the recognition of Palestine, the Palestine Liberation Organization has hailed the move and called on the government of Prime Minister Matteo Renzi to recognize an independent Palestine as well.
I am sure that the time will come in the near future when the Italian government and other governments of the European Union will recognize the state of Palestine. The governments in these European states cannot ignore the fact that the resolution by the Parliament reflects the actual inclination and indications of the local public opinion.
But as the Italian Parliament's position is seen by Israel and the United States as a symbolic gesture which does not change the facts on ground, political analysts say that such moves definitely strengthens Palestinian insistence to achieve statehood, starting with entitlement to self-determination.
We have to consider this move realistically. On the one hand, it reinforces the status of the Palestinian state and the possibility to establish it on the ground. And on the other, it's not real establishment. It depends on the ability of the Palestinian people to mobilize all their resources, not only on the political and diplomatic levels, but to literally fight the Israeli occupation.
As an international campaign to recognize Palestine as a sovereign state is gaining momentum, the legislatures in the UK, Ireland, Britain, France, Spain and Belgium have already approved Palestinian statehood, with Sweden being the first European country officially recognizing Palestine. Palestinians believe that if the international community is serious in its support for an independent Palestinian state with East Jerusalem as its capital, it should undertake serious and concrete measures in that regard. First, they have to recognize the state of Palestine and then give an end to the Israeli occupation. Mona Qandil for Press TV, Occupied Ramallah.